Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And we appreciate the truckers on the highways and byways right now doing what they need to do as well. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there. Take advantage of the things we have on there for you to take advantage of. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you on a Monday morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have a new kingmaker in the midst in Washington, D.C., and it's not Charlie Schumer or the queenmaker, if you will, Nancy Pelosi. It's Joe Manchin, because he apparently has got his own little group, and he said he will not vote for the election bill, SB1, in the Senate. Neither will, what is her name, Sonoma?
Sinema.
Okay, from Arizona. Or a new one, a new one added to the mix, Angus King, the independent from Maine.
Angus King generally caucuses with the Democrats, but without Joe Manchin, this wouldn't pass in the Senate, but now they could have as many as three and perhaps more. You know, the Democrats are looking at this because you're coming into the 2022 midterms, and some of them may, in fact, be up for re-election themselves. But if they do, in fact, vote against this Election Reform Act, it probably means they read it, which is into itself highly unusual. It's probably for the protection of our country and the vote being sacrosanct, it's probably the most dangerous piece of legislation that's out there. So if in fact they do vote this against it, which all appearances say they will, there is hope. There is hope.
Yep.
And I'm not going to describe it any more positive than that, because I don't trust those in Washington D.C. Even though they say, you know, some of the things they say, they all sound good, I'm not trusting anybody.
Well, it's called the For the People Act, and the act would federalize components of the election system, eliminating nearly all requirements for photo identification, require states to offer 15 days of early voting, allow no excuse absentee balloting, require states to implement a system of automatic voter registration and allow same-day registration on any day voting is allowed. And that, just by itself, is subject to all kinds of trouble.
Well, there's not also against signature verification, but the big mm-hmm. thing that everybody misses is that any dollars that are donated to candidates is matched on a 6-to-1 by federal dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if I decide I'm going to go give $100, and it would never happen, but if I'm going to go give $100 to Nancy Pelosi, the government multiplies that government money, taxpayer dollars, 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually gets $600. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have taxpayers virtually forced fundraising for these candidates. That into itself is an outrage.
Yeah.
That into itself, standalone, should disqualify this bill.
Yep. Yep. Okay, well, let's talk about Donald Trump over the weekend, who went to North Carolina and gave himself a big old speech, and everybody gave him a big old pat on the back, and a lot of positives there. And people are thinking about 2022, 2024. The former president also said the GOP will take back the House and the Senate in 2022. And he said they're excellently positioned to take back the White House in 2024. Still not saying if he's running or not.
Yeah, he said it was too early to make those determinations. He has also said that he has had many conversations with Vice President Pence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is prudent here at this point that Trump uses influence to gain back power in both houses. Even if it doesn't happen at the White House level, if it happens in the House and Senate, I think, and I can't prove it. You know, again, I got to the point where I don't trust. But the Republicans would take this time, this opportunity, to never let this nonsense happen again.
Yep, you bet. Hold on. Okay, folks, we're coming right back. And by the way, 2021. It's time to get involved right now. Don't wait till 2022 or 2024. Get out there, join something, get involved with somebody, and I'll give you some ideas when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition, and I have Denise Simon with me from FoundersCode.com. Again, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and read the great articles that she puts out there and see what it is that's going on, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now we were talking a little bit about people getting involved, and I want to mention something here. We have one of the largest, if not the largest, Tampa Bay Republican-sponsored Trump Club in the state of Florida, right here in our backyard, called the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And on June the 15th, we'll be over at Mugs in the Icott Center off Ormerton at 53rd, and we'll have our meeting, and I'm going to be the keynote speaker that night. And we are just going to light it up and talk about all the different things that we can do getting involved to take our country back. And when people call up and they go, oh, boo-hoo, it's so terrible, I don't know what to do, you got to get involved. And it's a local election year. This is the perfect time of the year, tell me if I'm wrong, to get out there and get your school board candidates in there, get the people elected that aren't going to throw you the 1619 project in your face and all that, and also the town councilmen, the town legislators, county legislators, the state assemblymen, because all of these voting laws start at those levels and work their way up, and it's the states that run the elections, not the federal government.
Correct.
So that's my theory on it. What do you think?
Well, I would say that there are so many issues that voters need to be concerned about, that every, and if you do the work on all of these issues, least of which is critical race theory, education.
Yep.
And then certainly with the mandates on masks and lockdowns and, you know, the fraud that we're seeing and things like H.R. 1. And then we have to remember that the two other things. One is big one is immigration and when it comes to law and order, we have every reason to relook at, the Democrats have every reason to relook at things and determine why not to vote for some of these Democrat candidates.
Yeah. Now, the Department of Energy Secretary Granholm, who was a former mayor, a governor of Michigan before Whitmer, I believe, has admitted adversaries are capable of shutting down the U.S. power grid. What the hell? Why would you say that?
Well, the director of the FBI
said it.
Christopher Wray, he said this is as big a problem as 9/11.
Yeah.
So, he's right. Because of the kinds of dangers that we face, and they're big, but, you know, a lot of this has to do with government. Government, you know, they shouldn't and can't control what happens in private business. For instance, you know, the meatpacking plant or Colonial Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
However, they do carry some very big responsibilities in seeing where these things are potentially coming from, the attributions of these hackers, and to warn private business of all areas. One thing that a lot of people tend to forget is that these hackers with this malware, ransomware, are targeting very small cities and school systems. They
right.
had a pattern of doing that last year. Now they have obviously upped their game to other things that affect our supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're dealing with all this nonsense when it comes to cyber, Biden hasn't done anything to help out the supply chain. Remember, Trump was working diligently because he wanted so much of the pharmaceutical business to come back from China back into the United States.
You
now,
bet.
Can you about imagine if, you know, some of these hackers go after the pharmaceutical companies? I mean, that's when you have people that, and you can't get certain antibiotics or you can't get certain other medications that are for cancer treatments or lupus or whatever. Now you got people that are dying.
Yeah.
So we have to pay attention to the supply chain. If you look at the supply chain, I would say you can see who the next targets would be.
Now, Corey Lewandowski yesterday was on television, and he called for a joint coronavirus commission to investigate the origins of COVID. And he suggested, would you hear this combination? He suggested former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as being the heads of the joint commission.
I don't think Bill Clinton has the mental acuity anymore. He's been remarkably absent from the public stage.
Yeah.
But I think what he was really doing is kind of trolling the Clintons. So,
okay.
But calling for a commission is not something new. I mean, you know, there are several that are calling for a commission on all things China. Interestingly, who is missing from this conversation when it comes to determining the genesis and data and whatnot on this pandemic is France and Canada. But ladies and gentlemen, if you look very carefully, it was really France who financed the construction, the original building of the Wuhan Virology Laboratory. And Canada gave an awful lot of money. We're talking about, you know, the United States doing funding. But Canada did an awful lot of financial aid. The question is, why are we funding something in China? Why didn't we, you know, fund it here in the United States? I mean, we do have the Galveston Laboratory, which into itself it has the expertise in a lot of this and has some lots of fingerprints on this. And we haven't heard a word out of the Galveston National Laboratory, have we?
No.
There's people in this, and I wrote about this last week. There are other entities that have real connectivity, real conduit to things that were happening in Wuhan. And it's fascinating they've been so silent, like University of California at Irvine, University of Alabama, University of Texas. Where are they in all of this? Because I haven't seen them.
Okay, we've got Bagham involved in the phone. Let's see what he wants. We've got about a minute to do this. Okay, make your question real quick there, sir.
Yes, sir, Captain. One solution for the medicine stuff from China. Make them here. Make them here. It's like a lot of other things, not just medicines, too. We can't be dependent upon that country. The less we have to do with China, the better. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, up in Syracuse, New York, when I was there years ago, they used to make Bayer Pharmaceuticals right there on Thompson Road at Genesee Street.
Well, look, I mean, you can compile the ingredients here, which I think in a lot of cases does happen, but the raw ingredients come from China.
Yes.
And we have given them favored nations. Take that away.
Joe won't do that, will he?
No, he's too compromised. His whole family is owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
You bet they are, and we'll get into that later on this week because I got some things that are coming to light, and I know you know what I'm talking about because you've seen what I've been seeing. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, friend.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow with Denise Simon, same time, same bat channel right here. We're coming back with the Military Veterans News Report. Chris Markowski after that brings a lot of coming up next hour. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how. We got more to talk about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In the wake of another cyber attack against a major company in the U.S., many are looking at how to prevent the next one and trying to figure out what to do about those that perpetrate those crimes. Representative Chris Stewart says the NSA has the tools to go after the foreign criminal operations that have been blamed for a series of recent hacks. The Utah Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to be more offensive in the cyber war.
Well, one of them is the NSA has certain capabilities, and of course we can't discuss that much, and I understand why they are reluctant to use those capabilities. They could go and destroy these networks, but they don't want to, in some cases, indicate the power and the tools that they have. Again, I get that, but at some point you have to reach, a conclusion. This is the appropriate thing to do.
And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced the birth Sunday of their second child, a daughter named Lilibet Diana. In a statement, the couple announced Meghan had given birth in California on Friday and that both mother and daughter are healthy and well. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and the military and veterans news segment always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their 2 locations to serve you, and you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech, make a lot of money, and have a very, very successful career for the rest of your life. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they can certify and train you to become a aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is a job unlike no other. You get certified, and you can go to work anywhere in the world. It's that simple. It's that simple. And you can make a lot of money very quickly. And that's simple. Now, all you got to do is check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then pick the campus you want to go take a tour of, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, their number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 859-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, when you do that, make sure you tell them the captain sent you and you'll get the white gloves treatment. So that's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either of their campuses, the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Well, the United States is tracking those two Iranian ships that are headed across the Atlantic, possibly towards Venezuela. Now, the Pentagon and U.S. intelligence agencies are closely tracking the two Iranian ships that Tehran claims are bound for Venezuela. While it's still unclear if the ships are carrying any weapons, according to multiple U.S. officials, satellite imagery reveals that one of them is carrying the kind of small, fast attack boats that Iran has used to harass U.S. naval ships in the Persian Gulf. And if Iranian vessels gain the ability to access the Atlantic, analyst says that it would be a significant step forward for the country's navy, which has tried and failed to do so in the past. So we're watching them to see if they can actually make it all the way to Venezuela. Oh, boy. And if they do, they do, and if they don't, they don't. I don't see any storms out there in the Atlantic, by the way, to interfere with them, and that might be one of the things that would cause them to have to turn around, obviously, if they run into a developing storm coming this way, because we are now in hurricane season. Well, Congress has drawn the battle lines for the Pentagon's budget fight. Joe Biden's move to slash dozens of older planes and drones is being met with resistance on Capitol Hill, as you might have expected it would be. And the U.S. has found no evidence of alien technology in the flying objects that have been seen on video. But they say they can't rule it out either. Now, a new report concedes that much about the observed phenomenon remains difficult to explain, including their acceleration as well as the ability to be able to change direction and submerge into water. By the way, the military space launch bases are halfway through what promises to be a very busy year for orbital operations as the coronavirus pandemic eases in the U.S. and the commercial space industry continues to rise. Because now people will want to take advantage of the programs flying into outer space. As you know, there are people that have already paid a lot of money to get on a multiple shuttle-type flight and fly to the moon. Now, newly confirmed Secretary of the Army, Christine Warmoth, released her first message to the airport or to the Army on Tuesday, saying that the quality of life initiatives and personal issues will remain a priority to her. We'll see how that works out. And ahead of President Joe Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin this month, more than 60 advocates, former military officers, lawmakers, and government officials are asking Biden to put missile defense reductions on the agenda. And why wouldn't he? That would make sense. By the way, the chiefs of the United States, United Kingdom, and French navies met in France late last week to affirm their commitment to deeper collaboration and interoperability between their fleets to address some of the most vexing maritime security issues around the globe. And you may have heard that the British were sending their aircraft carrier, their flagship aircraft carrier, the Queen Elizabeth, over into the South China Sea on patrol for several months. Well, one of our aircraft carriers is into port on its rotation to come back home. Now, the Pentagon and U.S. agencies, intelligence agencies, are always watching to see if Russia or China or Iran, or for that matter, even Cuba, are trying to sneak things in or out or around without us knowing what's going on.
And, of course, I just mentioned the Iranian vessels. Well, how about the Chinese fleet that keeps popping up in different places around the world? A China ship here, a China ship there, if you will. Because, once again, a vessel has shown up in the Mediterranean from the Chinese Navy, and nobody said a word. And where is it headed? Syria. Because they have a military port there that's been used by Russia and China before. So that appears to be where that's headed. You'll hear more about that in the days to come. By the way, China's strategic portfolio is advancing even faster than the U.S. had anticipated, and this should be cause for concern, so says the Air Force Global Strike Command boss, General Timothy Ray. We'll keep our eyes on that one. And the U.S. trained aviator who flew with the Taliban, Afghan Air Force, rather, flew against the Taliban, has arrived in the United States with his family seeking asylum. Now, we should be bringing these people over here as quickly as we can get them here, because I'm telling you, these people are going to be a target for the Taliban, and they're not going to take no for an answer. It's not just going to be, well, we're going to throw them in jail. No, they're going to kill them. That's what they do. That's what they do. And hopefully we'll be able to get most of those, if not all of them, out and get them over here. Now, although using the military to take action against cyber criminals wouldn't be without precedent, it's controversial in many legal circles that we could use our military cyber people to counter what's been going on lately with all of the different attacks, cyber attacks, that we've all heard about. That is one that's to be continued, because we don't know where that's going to go. Also, Project Pele is one potentially revolutionary, albeit controversial, answer to the military's growing battleground energy requirements, which would provide the military with a mobile nuclear reactor prototype, and they're going to start putting that together to see what it looks like. I can hear it now. Get the thing that's glowing. Wow. And investigators have identified 698 installations for the U.S. Department of Defense used or potentially released substances known as PFASs, and assessed about 129, according to the top Pentagon official who said so last week. All right, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watch Dog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Monday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email at
advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. So, the MDX has now got a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and it comes complete with a standard 345-horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Really feels good on a bad back. I know that from personal experience. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those that have served the country with the You Serve, You Save program, which is for all active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you a boatload of money, too. There you go. All right, and joining us right now, fresh off this weekend stint on the Redidio, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
We had this jobs report come out on Friday, but to be really honest about it, job growth fell short of the expectations for the second month running in May. Now, forecasters had predicted the economy would gin up some 671,000 jobs following a disappointing 266 in April. 500,000, that is. Instead, job growth came in at about 559,000. Now, even the slightly better than expected downtick in the unemployment rate to 5.8% versus 5.9% was still disappointing because it was rooted in the contraction of the labor force. Nobody's talked about that.
Yeah, the labor force participation has come down significantly. The actual whisper number, what the, you know, so what people, some of the economists were talking about were 800 to a million, jobs. And again, hopefully with, over the next couple months where we see more of these states, I think it's up to 25 now, we're going to get rid of it, extended, unemployment. Hopefully things will improve. We shall see. There's a lot of job openings here in this country. There really are. I think what you're going to end up seeing happen, I think many of these jobs are going to get filled by illegals. And I get it. You know, I don't feel sorry for, you know, Americans that are left out in the cold and can't find a job in the coming months because an illegal took their job. You should have been looking for a job in the first place. Sorry, that's just the way it is. You got way too many people out there that are coasting based upon all of this government largesse. And we knew this was going to happen when, under Donald Trump, they made unemployment federal 600. It's 300 right now.
Right.
So, no, the jobs numbers, they're not good. They're not nearly where they should be. We're over 8 million jobs short as far as where we were prior to COVID. And without a doubt, that's a problem.
You betcha. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, let's see. Alan, Nebraska, saying good morning to you, and George, the Godfather, saying good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Al's got a question. Well, actually, it's a statement and some sort of a question. He says a hydrogen fuel cell was on the Apollo missions, which, and why hasn't that tech that has no ecological consequences been pursued? Has it been canned because it's truly green energy?
It's a good question. I've asked myself that and done a little bit of homework in the past. I haven't delved too deep into it. I think it has to do with the actual delivery and movement of hydrogen and the fact that it can be unstable. I keep thinking of
explosive.
Yeah. So you can take a look at there was a second installment of the Daniel Craig James Bond series, Quantum of Solace. And in that, if you go back, they actually had Ford cars in it that were hydrogen cars. And that was a technology that they were moving on and working on. And at the end, it was actually a hotel that completely ran on hydrogen fuel cells, and it blew up because of the fact that, how explosive it is. So that there might be some issues, and there might be another issue. It might be just the fact that, through regulatory capture, the government decides to start going in one direction, and once that momentum starts building, it's difficult to push back against. And that's the problem of government-funded research and the government picking and choosing winners and losers. I mean, we've had, I remember people having solar panels back in the 1970s. That they've gotten better and they've gotten cheaper over the years, but you would think over all of these years we'd get much greater improvement. I mean, take a look at computers and tech. And they were using calculators back in the 70s, and look what we're carrying around today, and you compare that to the solar cells from the 70s to today, that tells me is that there's a limit to how great that technology is, and I think that there's got to be something, we've got to do something better.
Yeah, the calculators were actually solar calculators back then, some of them.
That's solar works best, calculators.
Yeah. Now, businesses are eyeing the exits in Hong Kong amidst the uncertainty of China taking over control of Hong Kong.
Well, Singapore's not that far away, and that's where I think we end up probably seeing a lot of companies end up going. You might have to mention the fact is that should we deal with the high cost of living and real estate and everything that goes along with Hong Kong if we're going to get this constant intervention from the Chinese government. Again, some companies are going to say, you know what, it's not worth it.
Now, the Bank of America CEO made a statement over the weekend. He said people are flush with stimulus cash and consumers are spending more money.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why we having inflationary pressures everywhere. I went out to dinner Saturday night and I looked down and it's just mid-priced Italian restaurant, you know, every steak on the menu was $60 plus. I remember last time I was there, it was probably $35, $40. This is what happens. I mean, it's inflation everywhere you can see. And, you know, there's not enough production going on, but a lot of consuming going on.
Now, as you know, I look at the oil prices a lot because it's part of what I've done over the years with the trucks and whatnot. And right now, we've got gasoline wholesale price has gone up to $2.21. Diesel wholesale price has gone up to $2.12. That's without the tax, I might add, without the tax. And we're looking at futures now on oil of $80 a barrel. And Stephen Moore made the comment that Joe Biden's backwards energy policy is now crippling people in the U.S., some of whom can least afford to spend these higher prices for energy.
Listen, you got to understand. You want more people to buy and convince people to buy electric cars, you got to get the price of gasoline way up. I mean, we saw a lot of people going out and buying hybrid vehicles and smaller cars. This is, 2004, 2005, when gasoline first hit $3 a gallon, everybody was freaking out, was the price of the fact that oil was going through the roof. There's no reason for it to be this high. I mean, but the administration is cutting down on, you know, development and getting more oil out of the ground. And you got to understand, this is also beneficial to Russia and Saudi Arabia and all of these other countries out there. They're thrilled with Joe Biden in the White House. It's great for them. It's great for their country because that's how they make their money.
Yeah, and states now are rebounding from the bleak forecast, passing record budgets. Isn't it nice to get that stimulus money?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Spend, and we're going to see how much money they waste, you know, despite all this largesse and this extra money coming in. I don't know about you, but, well, we are. And I'm still hitting potholes since June.
Yeah. Well, there's a few potholes around here, but, not, you know, when they find a pothole, they fix it pretty quick.
Not around here.
Yeah, I know.
They got ones big enough you can fall in.
You got to wait till you break your axle.
I know.
Then you threaten to sue him. By the way, Joe Manchin, of course, is not going to be voting for the SB1 bill. Neither is Angus King, independent of Maine. Neither is Christian Senoa of Arizona.
Yeah, I think you're going to start to see some pushback in regards to Joe Biden's legislative agenda. I know there's been some talk about killing the filibuster when it comes to certain things. I just don't see that happening. I think many people are starting to recognize, okay, we can only go so far.
Mm-hmm. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up there in the World Financial Center. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. We're coming back with Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Frank Salvato will be with us next. Don't go anywhere. I will return.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.